How girls trained to take part in war. Of all the military-related youth and cadet movements of the Second World War, the one that is most overlooked is the Girls' Training Corps, says modern local historian Stephen Nunn. Known as the GTC for short, it was formed in 1941 to develop girls aged between 14 and 20 to serve their local community for the good of the war effort, hence their motto, to serve and train for service. Many of those girls went on to join the ATS, or Auxiliary Territorial Service, the adult women's branch of the army, and time in the GTC gave them an excellent grounding. Among other things, they learnt Morse code, aircraft recognition, navigation and marksmanship, as well as attending regular physical fitness classes. In practical terms, they assisted air raid wardens and helped out in local hospitals. Within a year of formation, more than 120,000 girls had joined the Corps. Local units or companies sprang up across the country, including in Maldon. In the July 1942 edition of the Maldonian, the Maldon Grammar School magazine, a report appeared stating that the Maldon GTC No. 349 Company had been formed. As well as the previously mentioned activities, according to the report, the girls were actively engaged in first aid, dispatch carrying, cookery, mechanics and shorthand typewriting classes. As far as shooting was concerned, the Maldon Ladies Rifle Club took them under their wing, and as a result some of them became crack shots. Once a member had attended for 6 weeks, she was given the much-coveted Corps badge to put on her navy blue forage cap. In common with all the other units in this country, and despite reliance on clothing coupons, the Maldon girls had to provide their own caps, along with the rest of their uniform, consisting of a navy blue skirt, white blouse with navy blue tie, and black shoes. In the early stages, the Maldon Grammar School's male cadet NCOs provided training, but it was hoped this would cease once the unit had promoted its own NCOs. Maldon GTC met at the drill hall in Tenterfield Road, and as well as its early links with the grammar school, its main association was with what was then the Girls' Secondary School. From 1944, the Girls' Secondary Modern, in Wants Road. In fact, the headmistress, Miss Samuel, was the Corps Commandant, and she was assisted by other teachers, including Miss Mercia Ruth Langston and Miss Betty Irene Castell. I know that my late Aunt Olive, née Lavender, was one of the cadets, but I only recently found out that my friend Molly Polden was another. Molly recently told me about her time with the Maldon Corps, and kindly gave me three contemporary photographs. One is of the officers, another shows two of the officers with seven of the cadets, probably those appointed as NCOs, but the best one of all is of the complete lineup. Now I have a mission to try and name all those on it. With the ending of the war in 1945, initial plans were to disband the GTC. However, it continued to be such a popular movement that it lasted until it was eventually amalgamated into the GVC, the Girls' Venture Corps, in 1964. As an air training corps cadet, I have fond memories of joint meetings with members of the GVC. From 1983, girls were finally accepted into both the ATC and the ACF, the Army Cadet Force. As a result, it was decided that the continuing GVC would focus on air activities, and so in 1987, it was renamed the Girls' Venture Corps Air Cadets and is still going strong today.